Samachesomet Aleph, the two dots towards the bottom. Rav Shmuel, the Amrei Tarvayu, Masnisen, the Tinik Shanishba Lebein Hanochrim, the Gerish Nizgayer Lebein Hanochrim. Aval Hikir, Levesop Shochach, Chayev Al Kol Shabbos the Shabbos. Mura says somebody who doesn't know that there's Shabbos, doesn't know Iker Shabbos, so if he does Malachas on many Shabbosos, he's Chayev one Chattas. Because basically his Shogeg is in one thing. And that is, he doesn't know the Shabbos. He doesn't know, it's not that he forgot specifically every Shabbos, he forgot the concept of Shabbos completely. So Rav and Shmuel say that only applies to somebody who never knew the Inyan of Shabbos. Tinnik, what's it called, that was captured when he was a baby and he was brought up amongst Goyim, and he never heard about Shabbos. Or a Ger, Shnizgayer Lebein Hanochrim. A Ger who was Nizgayer Bein Hanochrim, and he never heard about Shabbos. So there's a problem with that. Lechora, how did he become a Ger? Or you have to tell the person before he becomes a ger what Yiddishkeit is all about. How could it be that they never told him about Shabbos? So the simplest answer right now is, and that's what will suffice, that Sam Sofer says he converted along with his mother. And the mother, they told, and she was in Skyer, and the baby didn't know anything. And then he was lost and amongst the Goyim, and he grew up like that. So what's it called? He never really understood. He was a ger cotton. But he never got to know Bichlal what Yiddishkeit was. Okay, we'll see there are other possibilities, but that right now that's the easiest way of understanding it. So if he never knew about Shabbos, that's when he's chayv only one chatos if he is mechal many Shabboses. But if he once knew there was Shabbos, and then what's it called? Aval hikir ulvasov shocha chayiv al kol Shabbos the Shabbos. But if he knew there was Shabbos, and then he forgot about it, at one point he did know that there was a thing of Shabbos, and then he forgot about it, then what's it called? He's chayiv for every Shabbos. Then, since he knew there was such an idea of Shabbos, then his shogeg is every Shabbos that comes along, he forgot that was Shabbos. And the next Shabbos he forgot that was Shabbos. Then, what's it called? It's considered a shogeg for every Shabbos. Even though he forgot the Inyan of Shabbos, and since he once knew it, then it's not a one-time shogeg, it's an every reoccurring shogeg every Shabbos, and it's chayav a korban for every Shabbos. Tznan, ha-shocheach ikr Shabbos, lav nechlal dehavi le-yediya me'ikara. Right? Our Mishnah says, l'chora ha-shocheach ikr Shabbos, means you forgot the idea of the ikr Shabbos, and that's where the Mishnah says that if you do many malachos on many Shabbosos, you're only chayav one chattas in the end. It's mashma that it's talking even in a case where you once knew there was Shabbos and you forgot it. Not like Rav and Shmuel. Right? Mor says, lo, my kol ha-shocheach ikra Shabbos, the hoisa shachuach mimenu ikra shal Shabbos. Shocheach doesn't mean you forgot it. It means it was forgotten from you from the beginning. Aval hikir levesov shochach mai chayev al kol Shabbos the Shabbos. So what are you telling me now? That if you didn't once know there was Shabbos, and then you forgot it, then you're chayev on every Shabbos a separate chatos. Adetani hayodea ikr Shabbos. The osam malachos harbe, the Shabbosos harbe. Chayev al kol Shabbos the Shabbos. Lisnei hikir levesov shochach. The kol shkein ha. If that's really the case, then why does the Mishnah tell me that when are you chayiv a chatos, a separate chatos on every Shabbos, if you know that there's Shabbos, but you forgot every week, you forgot that it's Shabbos. Okay, then you're chayiv for every Shabbos. Tell me a bigger chiddush. That even if you didn't forget every Shabbos, that there's Shabbos, but you once knew there was such a thing as Shabbos, and you forgot it completely, then you're also chayiv on every Shabbos. And surely the case where you knew the idea of Shabbos, and you just forgot every Shabbos that is Shabbos, you're chayav for every Shabbos. Tell me the bigger chiddush. Right? Why tell me this? Moritz says, "My hayodea ikur Shabbos." Say nechadam. That's what it's telling me. What does it mean? Hayodea ikur Shabbos. Mishahoya yodea ikur shal Shabbos v'shocha. It's not talking about somebody who knows right now the concept of Shabbos and just forgot every week that is Shabbos. He once knew that there was a concept of Shabbos, but he forgot it. Then, if he does malachas on many Shabbos, he's chayiv for every Shabbos. Let's see, Rashi's still here. Bitino shenish masnisin the potter bechat chatos, the Mishnah that says that you're only chayiv in the end of your life, one chatos, if you forget many Shabbosos and many Malachos, is only talking bitino shenish, bavalo yodah Shabbos meolam. He never knew the concept of Shabbos. Aval hikiru v'sov shachach, but if he did know at some point in his life, he knew about Shabbos, and then he forgot about it, havi lekishocheach shahayom Shabbos. And that's more comparable to the case where he forgot that this is Shabbos, because since he once knew that Shabbos, so he could have been reminded every week of that, what he once knew. So every week is a new forgetting that this Shabbos is not Shabbos. Now, even though it's not exactly the same thing, but it's comparable to that. The Yodea Iker Shabbos, the Chayiv, I call Shabbos the Shabbos. And therefore he's Chayiv for every Shabbos, not just one Chatos in the end. Shahisa Shechucha Mimenu Meola. The Shochach Iker Shabbos doesn't mean he forgot it. It means it was forgotten from him forever. Listen, Hikulus of Shochach, the Chayiv, the Apabit Agav, the Lekala Memer, Yom Shemin Asayim, having a deal, a Chalik, the Kosh Keha. Right, tell me the bigger chiddush. Don't tell me the chiddush that a person forgot it was Shabbos today, and then he forgot it was Shabbos next week, where there's a svara, like we said, that the days in between separate each Shabbos from the other Shabbos, and become like and therefore chayav a separate chatos. Tell me where he didn't know, he knew Shabbos and he forgot it completely, and still you're chayav for every Shabbos. Because you can't say that the days in between should be a separation over there, because you can't say for sure he remembered there was Shabbos in between, because that's only where you know the idea of Shabbos, and you forgot that this was Shabbos. Then we can say, well, you can't go 7 days without Shabbos. You have to know somewhere in the back of your mind that there must have been a Shabbos in the last 7 days. So then we can say the days in between are mechalik. But if a guy doesn't remember the concept of Shabbos at all, that svara doesn't apply. Right? Of course you can go 7 days without Shabbos. You forgot there's an idea of Shabbos altogether. So tell me the chiddush that even there you're chayiv for every different Shabbos. Right? And I know for sure that where you know about Shabbos and you just forgot about this Shabbos, that you're chayiv for every separate Shabbos. The kol shein hod the ikal amemer shiyom shemit asayim havila yediyah lechalik. If I know that in the case where you forgot completely the idea of Shabbos, you're chayiv for every Shabbos, I surely know that if you know about Shabbos and just forgot about each individual Shabbos, that you're chayiv for every Shabbos separately. So why does the Mishnah tell me the other case? Right? So Mara says enochanami. That's exactly what the Mishnah is telling me. The Mishnah is telling me the case of yodeya iker Shabbos means I knew it, but I forgot it. And that is the case that the Mishnah is talking about. Mara says aval lo shochamai. What if you didn't forget it? In other words, you knew that there's a concept of Shabbos. You never forgot that. You just forgot every individual Shabbos. Mai. Then what would be the halacha differently? Chayev al kol malacha malacha. Then the chari should be chayev for every malacha, not just for one chatas for the whole Shabbos. Why? Rashi says, avalo shokha le'ikur Shabbos. Ela sheshokach shayom Shabbos. You didn't forget the concept of Shabbos. You just forgot that this Shabbos is Shabbos. What would be the halacha? Chayev al kol av malacha. Dal korcha chi havi svirele. The eno chayev ela achas l'chol Shabbos to Shabbos. Because if the Tana would hold that you're only chayiv one chatas for the whole Shabbos, even where you know the concept of Shabbos, and you forgot that today is Shabbos, havele lemichrach ulemisne, it should have put them together. Elemisne hachi, and to write the Mishnah following, mishiyada ikur Shabbos, vishacha, v'chein hayodea ikur Shabbos, v'osa malachas harbe, v'shabbosos harbe, chayiv akol Shabbos to Shabbos. If the halacha taka would have been, in both cases, the same thing, that you're only chayiv one chatos for the whole Shabbos, then the Mishnah should have put them together and said both of these cases. Whether you once knew there was Shabbos and you forgot it completely, or you know there's Shabbos, but you forgot that this Shabbos is Shabbos, right, you're only chayiv one chatos for every Shabbos. It didn't say that. According to the way that we're learning the Mishnah now, it only mentioned the case where you once knew about Shabbos and now you forgot about it completely. Then, if you do malachas on a lot of Shabbosos, you're chayiv one chatos for every Shabbos. But it would seem to imply, since it didn't say the other case, that in the other case where you just forgot that today was Shabbos, you're chayiv 39 chatos for all the malachas you did. Or as many malachas as you did. Adetani Hayodeya, so if that's the case, Adetani Hayodeya Shehu Shabbos. V'asa Malachos Harbe B'Shabbosos Harbe Chayav Alko Malacha Malacha Lisnei Hayodeya Iker Shabbos V'chol Shkein Ha. And that's not possible either. Because if that would be the case, Manavshach, if the halacha is that if you know about Shabbos and you forgot each individual Shabbos, you're chayav for all the malachas, right? Then that also can't be. Manashav. If you're chayav only for Shabbos, one chatas, then it should have said it openly and put it together with the first case. If the halacha is that you're chayav for every malacha, then it should have told me that. And that's a bigger chiddush than what it told me, that you know that this is Shabbos, you just forgot about the malachas. Then you're chayav for every malacha. That's simple compared to the fact that I know about Shabbos, I forgot that this is a Shabbos, right? This Shabbos is Shabbos, and then I'm chayav for every malacha. If that will be the halacha, then tell me that chiddush, and I'll know for sure that if I know it's Shabbos and I have a show gig in malachas, I'm chayav for every malacha. And it didn't say that either. So none of this is possible, right? Then, if the halacha is that I'm not chayav for every malacha, then put it together with the first case. If the halacha is that I am chayav for every malacha, tell me that chiddush and not the chiddush where I know it's Shabbos and I forgot the malachas. Right? What's it called? Listening hayodeh ikka Shabbos, v'chol shkein ha. Ela masnisen, so bless me, you can't learn the Mishnah like that, v'chlau. That the Mishnah is only talking, the case where you chayav one chatas is tinik shenishba. Impossible. Because it doesn't fit in. There's no way of learning the Mishnah like that. Rashi. Chayav al kol av malacha. The al karchach I have a svirale. The eino chayav. Ela achas lechol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Havele the, oh he says, Havele mechrach lemisnei hachi. Mishiyod eikr Shabbos v'shachta. The chayin hayodeh eikr Shabbos v'asam malacha sarbe v'shabbos sarbe. Chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. If that would really be the halacha, then it should say both of them together. And if that's not the halacha, then taka, if you know, what's it called, that you forgot that it was Shabbos, but you knew the concept of Shabbos, then you're chayav at every malacha, then listening hayodeik is Shabbos, the havi shigga Shabbos, the zazen malachas, harbei chayav al kol malacha, afal gav de b'chol Shabbos, lekya lechav ishkaga. The koshke shigas malachas, the zazen Shabbos, dike shak shkagos harbei. If that would be the halacha, then tell me that. That's a bigger chiddush. Tell me that you forgot that today is Shabbos, right, and you did all the malachas b'mezid, but you thought it was Sunday. And still you're chayav for every malacha. Koshkein, where you knew it was Shabbos, and you did the malachas b'shogeg. Okay. The Gemara says that, that's therefore you can't learn the Mishnah like that. So what is the Mishnah? Ela masnisin kishihikir ula v'sof shochach. The Mishnah is talking where you knew about Shabbos, and you forgot. And now you forgot the concept of Shabbos. Not you forgot that this is Shabbos. You forgot Bechlal about Shabbos. You once knew it, right? When you were a kid growing up, right? You had your bar mitzvah, you knew about Shabbos. And then you, what's it called, you know, traveled to America and you forgot Bechlal, the Indian of Shabbos. Udarabu Shmuel Nami. And Rav and Shmuel, what they said was, Kehikir Ulevesov Shachach Dami. Right? That Rav and Shmuel's halacha, that the Mishnah is talking about a Tinik Shanishba means not only a Tinik Shanishba who never knew about Shabbos, but somebody who right now doesn't know about Shabbos. The Hochi Itmar, and this is what Rav and Shmuel said. Rav Shmuel da Amre Tarvayu, Afilu Tinik Shanishba Bein HaNochrim, the Gershnitz Gayer Lebein HaNochrim, Kehikr Levesov Shochach Domi. Their Chiddush of Tinik Shanishba was that he's Chayv Achatas, just as if he would have known Shabbos at some point and forgotten it. Okay? The chayiv. Right? That's the chiddush. I might think, and we'll see that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold like that, that a tinik shenishba isn't chayiv anything. Because it's not even a show gig. He's an honest. He never knew about Shabbos bechlal. What do you expect from the guy? That's not called Shabbos. Comes along, Rabbi Shmuel says no. Not only were a person knew Shabbos and forgot it. And then if he's mechal Shabbos, he's a show gig. He's at least chayiv one chatas, right, for his whole life. But even if he never knew Shabbos, he's still chayav one chatas. And we don't say that since he's a tinnik shenishba, he's an onus. Right? He didn't know about it bechlal. What do you expect from him? He's not a shogeg, and therefore he's not chayav any chatas. Kamash malon, that in either case, where he knew about Shabbos and forgot about it completely, or he never knew about Shabbos, In the end, he's going to be chayiv one chatas for the entire amount of Shabbosos that he was mechal.
What's the reason for Rav Shmuel?
Why is it considered? So some say that it's based on what the Chida says, that that every ger who is megayer knew lechatchila was supposed to be a ger. And his neshama knew they were supposed to be a ger. Therefore, the Gemara says that gerim are punished that they took too long to be megayer. They delayed. I mean, they delayed. They didn't have to be megayer altogether. But the Chida is that there's something in the neshama of a person who eventually is megayer that's supposed to be a ger. And therefore, the neshamas of gerim also are in Har Sinai. And they also knew about Shabbos at some point. So even a person, a ger shenis gayer ben agoyim, or a tinik shenishba, right, he knew at Har Sinai, or he knew when he learned the, what's it called, it could be that even the neshamas of gerim learn Torah before they're born. So at some point he knew about Shabbos, he just forgot about it when he came into this world, and never remembered it. So that's what they say, that's why it's considered like hikir v'shochach. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shim ben Lakish, Damri Tarvayu. However, Rabbi Yochanan Rav Rish Lakish argue on that. And they say, Dafke Hikir L'Sof Shochach. Only a person who once knew about Shabbos, and then he forgot the concept of Shabbos completely. So if he's Mechal Shabbos, on Neni Shabbosos, in the end he's Chayiv one Chatas. Because it's one forgetting the concept of Shabbos. That's what his Shogeg was, in the concept of Shabbos. Not in every specific Shabbos. Aval Tinik Shanishva Ben Anochrim. The Gershon is Geyer Leben HaNochrim Potter. But a person who never knew about Shabbos, he's not Chayiv any Chatas, because he's not a Shogeg. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Rashi, Kihikir, Ula V'Sof Shochach Domi, Umasnishin Itzrich Lemintat Hikir Ula V'Sof Shochach, the Lotema Chayiv HaKol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Potter, the Kesav Rav Yochan Rish Lakish, Omer Mutter on the soup. But somebody who thinks that what he's doing is Mutter, right? And he never knew about it. So you can't say he forgot to show gig. He never knew. So he's under the impression this is perfectly okay. And he never knew it that he could say he forgot it, that's a show gig. That's an onus, not a shogeg. And for an onus, you don't bring a chattis. This, the way Rashi learns here, it's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel, and Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, whether a Tinik Shanishba is an onus or he's a shogeg. Okay? A lot of Tosus Lamaisa doesn't learn like that. Tosus learns that it's a Gzeris HaKosuv. Later on we'll see Munvaz, and that what's it called, the reason that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold these parts is not because he's an onus, but a special Gzeris HaKosuv. If you never knew, whatever, that it's not considered a shogeg, you put it from a chattis. But at least the way Rashi learns, and many Achronim explain why Rashi and saved him from Tosis Tashas, that Enochanami, this is the Machlokas. And therefore, there's a big Shaila, whether a Tzinnik Shanishba is considered his Maisa Veira, but there's no Maisa Veira at all, he's an Onus. A lot of Nafkaminas in Kiruv, right? You want to be Mashpi on somebody who never knew the concept of Shabbos. He's a Tzinnik Shanishba. So, can you give him things to eat without a bracha, without washing, right? If he's an onus, so you're not being causing him to do any aveira, he's an onus. But if he's a shogeg, there's an aveira at least, right? That's one possibility. There may be, but that's we're not going to go into the details of each one, but that's one possibility of a machlokas. Another thing would be a person who's a tinik shanish, but never heard about the inyanim of arayas. Doesn't know that a woman who's married isn't allowed to live with other men. She has no idea. She brought up in a society where that's okay, right? So she lives with somebody else, right? Is that considered an onus? And she's mutter to her husband, or that's considered a shogeg, and she's also to her husband, right? Not a kohen. Okay. Another situation. What else do they speak about over here of onus and shogeg? He touches wine. Is he considered Mechal Shabbos at least b'shogeg? Right? Mechal Shabbos b'parhesser. He's not a Mechal Shabbos b'chlau. This is an honest. Another Shaila they saw that's interesting, that it's got to be this. A guy, when he was a Tinik Shanishba, made himself a beggin on Shabbos, which is Maisa Shabbos. The chor it's usher for him forever. Can't ever wear it. But if he's considered an honest when he made it, then it's not Maisa Shabbos Bechlal. Then he's mutter to wear the thing. The Chazonish explains that today, people who don't have an education are not considered mumrin, they're considered tinim shenishba. Because it used to be that people knew to be a Jew, right, you have to keep Torah. You don't want to be a Jew, you want to be a meshumid, you can be a person who's not shomer Torah. Today, the people understand that you could be a Jew without being Shomer Torah. There's Jews who are Shomer Torah, they're Orthodox, you could be conservative, you could be reformed, you could be whatever, right? Whatever you decide to be, that's the kind of Jew you are. And you're still Jewish. That's called a Tinish Nishba. That's Omer Mutter. For me, it's okay. I'm doing anything wrong. I'm just choosing the type of Yiddishkeit that I fit. And that's okay for me. Depends what you pick, that's what you get. Right? So that is a Tinish Nishba. Okay, in any case, with the gear, Sfarim say, or Moshe holds, he has a shayla like this. A woman converted, and the Bezin told her about Shabbos or whatever, but her husband is not from. She converted to marry a guy who's not from. Her husband's not from, and he doesn't keep Shabbos. And he doesn't eat kosher, whatever. So she also didn't keep Shabbos or whatever. Is the Geirus a Geirus or not? So Moshe says, yeah, it's a Geirus. Why? Because she didn't refuse to accept mitzvahs. She was accepted all the mitzvahs that Jews do. Except she's under the impression that Jews have a choice whether they keep Shabbos or not. I know it's Shabbos. It's for sure a hither mitzvah to keep Shabbos. But if you don't keep Shabbos, you can also be Jewish. All right, my husband. He's a Jew. He doesn't keep Shabbos. He eats straight. So I know there's such a thing. I didn't reject the mitzvah. I just was under the impression that that's what Jews do. Right. And Ramosha brought up, what?
Doesn't Beis
Din ever tell her? Yeah, the nicest, that's what she understood. Okay, after the Beis Din told her whatever, she understood. She sees plenty of Jews who don't keep mitzvahs, and they're Jews. So that was her impression. She never rejected the mitzvah. She had that impression. He said, that's exactly the case over here. Gershon is Geyer. Dein Hagoyim, right? Could be the Basin didn't tell him Bechlal about mitzvahs. Right? They have to. They're supposed to. But if they didn't, and the person said, I want to be Jewish. So whatever they think Jewish is, they're amongst Goyim, they have an idea of what being Jewish. They never heard about Avodah Zorah, never heard about, what's it called, we'll see, Dam. Never heard about the Iker mitzvahs, but they want to convert to be Jewish. Then it could be it's a conversion. Because they never rejected, whatever it means to be Jewish, I want it. I'm not rejecting anything. Except I think being Jewish means eating bagels. Right, exactly. Because otherwise, then you'd have to tell the ger every mitzvah there is. You'd have to know about every one. That's for sure not the case. You tell him mitzvahs are mitzvahs. You can't know everything. Jews don't know everything. So you can't tell him every mitzvah. It's impossible. So Elamai, you tell him mitzvahs, whatever, he should know basically what there is. And he should accept that whatever he doesn't know, he'll find out later he also accepts. That's not the Vinishma, exactly. That's all the gear is chayiv to do. So here he did that. I am willing to do whatever Jews have to do. Except I think that Jews only have to eat bagels on Sunday. Right? I didn't know that there's anything more than that. Right? It's not that I rejected it. If I find out that that's what Jews have, I'm willing to do it. Except I didn't know that. And that's still a gear. That person's still a gear. And that's what it's talking about over here. Gershon is Geyer Ben Agoyim. Okay.
So what if when he finds out what he has to do, he says, no, that's too much?
That still doesn't make a difference. If it wasn't a rejection at the time of the Geyrus, right, then he's a Geyer. Okay. Later on, he says he's a Mummer. He's like any Jew who doesn't do what he's supposed to do. But if we know that at the beginning he wouldn't have accepted it. Right? In other words, he never meant to accept anything more than eating bagels. But if anything else I don't want, right, then he's not a Geyer. But if we know that at the time I made the Geirus, I know for sure I would have done anything that I would have found out, and he's a Geir. Even though he doesn't know it, what it is. He accepts whatever it would be. Okay. For sure, that's not the kind of Geirus that we make, but the Chumrah, for sure, the person's a Jew. You can't consider him a God, and he can't go back to being a God. Okay, but that's not, that obviously not the kind of Geirus that's Lechatchila. But Lemaisa, the Geirus is Chak. Okay. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I will finish and this Ben Anochron, the Gershon, Skyrim, Ben Anochron, Potter, Meiste. So now we have Machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether a Tinnik Shanishba is considered an honest, and therefore he's not Chayiv any Chattas, or he's considered like a shogeg, and at least he's like a person who once knew there was Shabbos and forgot it, and he's chayiv one chatos for all the Shabboses that he's mechal. Mesa. Klau gadol amru b'Shabbos, kol ha-shocheach ikr Shabbos, the awesome malachos harbe b'Shabboses harbe, eino chayiv ela achas. Ketzah, tinnik shenishba lebein hanokrim, the gershin is gayer bein hanokrim. The also malachos harbe b'Shabboses harbe, eino chayiv ela chatos achas. The chayiv al hadam achas, ve'al achelev achas, ve'al avonizora achas. The Therish of Raisa, right, that says that the tinnik shenishba is chayiv one chatos. And for every kind of isser he did in his life, right, not knowing about it, so we say over here, you see, he could know he was a gersh in his guy, or he never heard about Dam, he never heard about Chalev, he never heard about Avodah Zarah. He thinks all Jews are over Avodah Zarah, that's the only kind of Jews I ever saw, right? So, he still could be a ger. Again, the easiest way of learning it is that he was a ger as a baby, together with his mother. And he grew, and then he was separated from her, and he grew up amongst Goyim. He never heard about what, he's a Jew. Because Ger Cotton is a Ger. Right? He didn't have to know the mitzvahs or whatever. The Basin is Matayor him. But he never heard about mitzvahs. So he doesn't know about anything. Including Avodah Zarah. And it says Beferish that he's Chayiv one Chatzis. So Mamish like Rav and Shmuel. Not like Reish Lakish of Yochanan. This Brisa says Beferish. That a Tinnik Shanishba is the same thing as a person who knew about Shabbos and forgot it completely. So Mara says, Munvis poter, and Munvis says no, that you're poter from a chatas. The kachva Munvis don lepnei Rabbi Akiva, and Munvis said the following limud, right? The following lumdis in front of Rabbi Akiva to support his shita that a tinnik shenishba is poter. Right? And we'll see that the Munvis learns it from Psukim later on. Not like Rashi says that he's an Amis, it's a Svara. Okay. He said the following, Ho'elu mezid korid chote, v'shoge korid chote. We find that the Torah calls a mezid a chote, and a shoge a chote. So there's a hekish between them. Ma mezid shehoysel yediyah, av shoge shehoysel yediyah. Just like mezid is obviously where he knew what he was doing, Shogeg also has to have some semblance of knowing what you're doing. There, you had to, at one point, know it and forget it. But if you never knew it, then it's not similar to Mezid at all, then you're not Chayiv HaChatzos. To be Chayiv HaChatzos, to be called Shogeg, has to be that at least you have some semblance of knowing. Omer Lo Rabbi Akiva, Hareini Mosiv Al Torah. If you want to use that line of reasoning, right, then we can extend it to the absurd, Lechor. Right, Ima Mezid Shoyse Yediyah B'Shas Maisa. Let's compare Mezid to Shogeg one step further. Just like Mezid, it means you knew what you were doing when you did it. Not that you once knew it. You knew it when you were doing it. Av Shogeg Shoyse Yediyah B'Shas Maisa. So Shogeg should also be that you know what you're doing when you did it. Then there's no Shogeg. Right? That's absurd. Right? So if you have to know what you're doing wrong when you do it to be considered a Shogeg, there's no Shogeg. So obviously you can't compare Mezid to Shogeg. So your whole line of reasoning, Rabbi Akiva told Munvis, is wrong. Amar lo, Munvis says, exactly. Hey, the chosh ken shol safta. Yeah, you're right. Right? Yeah, and Achanami, a shogeg also, you have to know what you're doing. Why isn't that amazing? So the Gemara will discuss later on, what does it mean? It means that you knew one part, but you forgot one part. Right? You knew about Shabbos, and you knew that there's something wrong what you're doing. But you didn't know that this specific thing was wrong. So there is a yediyah b'shas ma'isa, but not in the totality. Right? You knew that it's awesome to do this, but you thought it was only a lav. You didn't know it was koresh. So you shogat the koresh. That's what the Gemara is going to speak about later. But Munvis holds in Chanami. There has to be a yediyah at some point, even for shogeg. Okay.
You knew the av malacha, but you didn't know the rest of it.
No. You knew that you were doing something wrong, but you didn't know that it was wrong as the Torah says. It was only a lot, wasn't Koresh. And that otherwise no Yediyah. The Chol Shken Shol Safta. Omar Lo Lidvorecha Ein Zekori Shogeg El Amazed. Lysa, that's not Shogeg. Right? The Gemara is going to discuss why it is called Shogeg. But if you knew what you were doing when you did it, it's not a Shogeg anymore. Right? Ktani Nihas Ketsa Tinik. Right? It says Betheirish. That according to the Tanakhama, right? A tinnik shenishba bein agoyim is exactly the same as somebody who forgot Shabbos but knew it once, like Rav and Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Bishlama the Rav Shmuel Nicha, El Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shim ben Lakish Kasha, Amar Lecha Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, Lo Mi Ika Munva is the Potter. What do you talk? What do you ask me a question for the Tanakhama? Right, Munvas. Worse, we said like Munvas, right? And we hold that Munvas is the Tana of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah Taka goes like Munvas, and the Halakha is like Munvas. So, what are you asking me a question from the Tanakhama over there? Right, the Tanakhama over there is a Das Yochid and a Chanami. We said what we said, that a Tzidik Shanishba is Pater completely, because we hold like Munvas, and we hold that Munvas is the Tana of our Mishnah. Lo ni ika munvis the potter, anan damrin ika munvis. Okay, Rashi. Hikir ula vesov shochach, domi, yeah. Umasnis and itzrich lemintot hikir ula vesov shochach. And the Mishnah had to say the case of hikir ula vesov shochach, delo tema chayva kol Shabbos to Shabbos. So the Mishnah told me the case where you knew about Shabbos and you forgot it. But the truth is that tinnik shenishma is the same halach. Potter, the Kasavi Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, Omer Mutter Onasu, Velo Shkogahi, the Chayim al Adam, Shochel Kol Yom of Achas. A Tzinnik Shanishba, if he eats Dam his whole life, he's only Chayim one Chatas when he finds out about it, only one Chatas. Tosu says, Lechor, anybody who eats Dam in one Helim is Chayim only one Chatas. But there's a halach of Tamchuyim, if you eat it in different dishes. Okay? So each dish is a separate thing. So a normal person would be chayiv if he ate five different dishes of dam, okay, different concoctions of dam, right? So each one is a separate thing, be chayiv five chatos. But this guy is only chayiv one chatos for every different concoction of dam he ate for his whole life. The chayin al kol devar korish of the Torah. He was over in all the korishes of the Torah, he's chayiv one chatos for every korish, no matter how many times he did it. Because it's one shogun. He forgot, he never knew anything about this. Nezid koricho, they deceive the Shua Sa'edis, Nefesh ki sechta, the Shoma. By Shua Sa'edis, which is amazing, the Torah calls it a chet, chatas, chatechta. The lo ksibbe v'ne'elam. Doesn't say v'ne'elam, meaning that he knew what he was doing. And still it's called a chet. And shogig is always called a chet. So shogig has to be at least similar to Nezid. Hareni mosif al devarecha klomer, in kach bosa lidrosh. Gzereshava, Lilmod Shogig Bineza. If you want to learn Gzereshava, right, or a Binyan Av really over here, not really a Gzereshava, there's a note on the side. Because the Gemara doesn't say that it's what's it called, that it's a, well later on the Gemara doesn't say that it's Mamash Gzereshava. It's a Binyan, like a Binyan Av.
How do we explain
Let's forget about Rashi. Gemara says it later on.
I know, but Rashi brings a different passage from the Gemara says later on.
All right, let's see. So in any case, but there's a Haggah on the side of it. Even Rashi doesn't say Gzera Shava. It's, where's the hay? Babdab Gzera Shava, Ela B'mamatzinu, the Rashash says. And it should say Lilmot, not Lidrosh, which you should have said Lilmot. Not the Gzera Shava. The Rashash says that the Gersh and Rashi is wrong. That's Rashash. Rashash says that it's not Xerishoda, that it's really a Mamatzinu, and in fact in Rashi it shouldn't say Xerishoda. Okay. Lilmo Shogin in Ezid, Bova Osiv Gamani al Zvarecha. Right? Oh, so if you want to compare Shogeg to Mezid, then we should compare it all through. Then we'll see if it's possible that you could make such a dimyan to be lo-made shogeg for mezid. Okay. Af shogeg shahoysel yediyah b'shas maisa t'chaydeu gam b'zul chatas. Right. The chora. Then you should be chayev a chatas even if you knew what you were doing when you did it. That's obviously not shogeg. Koshken shosach al dvorei v'harei atom sayeni. Right. Yeah, you're right. That is true. The gam b'zul ani omer shuchayev. I also hold, if you know what you're doing, you're also chayev achatas. It's not a shogeg. So the Gemara discuss how it could still be a shogeg and you know what you're doing. Well, the common forage of my shogeg. The Gemara explained where the shogeg was. K'tani niha, reisha, tinik, shenishba, lebein hanachrim chayev. Says the Therish in this braisa that a tinik, shenishba is chayev one chatas, like Rav and Shmuel. Bishlam ala Rav and Shmuel nicha, di'inu nami mechayevei. The ikala okme du adin lahak hikra vasov shachat. And the halacha will be the same thing by hikra vasov shachat. So that goes like Rav Shmuel. Ki masnis ubrais and itzari tinnik he gufa it's drich lashmina plug to the munvas rabban. And the reason it said the case of tinnik shadishba is only to tell me that munvas argues on that case. But enechanami the case of hikur v'sof shachach is also chayev one chatas. My time with the munvas. Are we going to get it yet? Okay, let's go on. My time of the munvas. So it comes out that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold like munvas. And they hold that the Tana of our Mishnah is Munvas, and Rav and Shmuel hold like the Tana Kama of that Brisa, and they hold that the our Mishnah goes like that Tana Kama. My time of the Munvas, Dechsiv Torah Achas Yelochem Laosei Bishgaga. Right? One Torah for everybody who does Bishgaga, the Samechle, and right after that says, the Hanefesh Asher Tas, the Biyad Rama. Hikish Shogeg Lemezid. It's a Hekish. Right? The Torah is Makish Shogeg to Mezid. First it talks about Shogeg, and then it talks immediately after that about Mezid. Ma Mezid Shehoysa Lo Yediyah, Av Shogeg Shehoysa Lo Yediyah. Just like Mezid, you had to know what you were doing. Shogeg also, you have to have known what you were doing. You had to know. Right? So now, without Rabbi Akiva's Hosafa, what it means is, that just like by Mezid, you know what you're doing, B'shas Maisa. By Shogeg, you had known at some point that what you're doing is wrong, even though right now you don't know it. When Rabbi Akiva was Mosid, Munvas agreed that even by Shogeg, you have to know when you're doing it at the time, right, that something's wrong. But not totally. There's still a part that Shogeg. So Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with that Hekesh? Hai Torah Achas my Abdilei. That which Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his son. Torah achas yelochem laosei bishgaga. It says one Torah for everybody who does bishgaga. Uksiv v'chisishku v'losasu es kol ha-mitzvah so'ela. Uksiv ha-nefesh asher tasa bi'ad rama. One thing after the other, right? Which, first of all, we have the case of one Torah for everything bishgaga, and then it says if you won't do all the mitzvahs, and then it says an nefesh asher tasa biyad rama hukshu kulam lavodah zarah. All of them, what's losasu kol hamitzvos? That's avodah zarah. Person is always avodah zarah, is like he's not doing any mitzvahs. So all the shogegs are hukash to avodah zarah, right? And we'll see what the hekesh is for. To tell me what kind of shogeg you're chayev achatas on. Only something that's similar to avodah zarah. But that, the hekesh is not to tell me that shogeg and nezid are similar, but just to tell me what kind of shogeg, right, what kind of aveira you're chayev achatas when you do a b'shogeg. Rashi, my time of the munvas, abinyan avave lo samech, lemevet shogeg dumi to nezid. Rashi himself says, b'teirish. Not exerish other, abinyan av. Okay, he's not so mech on the binyan av itself, right, to be mechayev shogeg dum yid amezid. Right, so Rashi himself doesn't say anything about exerish shavas. Much more mustaber that the first Rashi is the girsa is not the right girsa, because Rashi himself says over here that munvis for sure isn't so mech on that binyan av that I mentioned before, right, to say shogeg amezid the same. The high shogeg chiluf the mezid, because shogeg and mezid are opposites. Shogeg means you didn't know what you're doing, and mezid means you did know what you were doing. The lekel adam yuni, the high chai of the high potter. It can't be that shogeg and mezid are compared completely. Yeah, that's impossible, right? So enoch enami, even though it says chait and chait by shogeg and mezid, that can't be the main reason of munvas. There must be something more. Right, so Rashi learned that in the beginning the Gemara had this general idea, nemer chait b'shogeg, nemer chait b'nezid. That Rashi learned that was going on this, what he said. And that was one thing, you know. But the Gemara held, that can't be the Ikar reason. That's a nice, you know, what's it called, thing to remember what Munvas said. But that can't be the main reason. There must be something deeper to what Munvas said, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Just because it says chait over here, chait over there, right, and you have a binyan av, then everything, shogeg and mezid are the same, they're not the same. Okay? So there must be another reason. So that's how Rashi learned. Now, Rashi learned that when the Gemara said, nemer chait b'shogeg, it's talking about this thing, and that's what he mentions over here. And he held the Gemara then said, what's the reason of Munvas? So said, the reason is what Rashi said before. So Rashi says, no. What I told you before, what the Gemara says, that's a nice, you know, mnemonic. But that can't be the Ikar reason, because that doesn't really make sense. So Elamite, it must be something else. And this is the reason, the real reason of Munvas. Okay. But Rashi himself over here says it's not Xerish Shav, it's a Binyanav, what he thought before. Makish Shogeg, Le'inyin Chatas L'Mezid. There's a Hekish in a different Pasuk between Shogeg and Mezid, L'Gabi Chatas. Le'inyin Koris. That just like your Chayiv, a Chatas, B'Shogeg, so your Chayiv Koris, B'Mezid. So just like to be Chayiv Koris, B'Mezid, right, you have to have some Yediyah. When it comes to be chayiv shogeg chatas, you have to have some yediyah too. Leinyan kari, afal gav de lo damu, even though they're not the same, one shogeg and one's mezid. Al korcha hekish and akasa. But the ma'aser there's a hekish. So some condition of mezid for kares is a similar condition for shogeg for chatas. But the first way the hekish was straight from that shogeg and mezid are the same thing, and that's absurd. So that can't be, right? As I said, that original hekesh can't be the real reason. That's just to let you remember that there's a connection with Shogeg and Mezid. But where's the real limud? That's from here. That's how Rashi learned. And the Rabbanan, who argue on Munvas, they need this hekesh for a different halacha. And Echanami, there is a hekesh, but it has nothing to do with the conditions of Shogeg, right? Similar to the conditions of Mezid. It's what kind of Aveira is Chayiv Achatas compared to the Aveiras that are mentioned in the Pesukim. Torah Achas Yelachem, Gabi Korban Avodah Zorah, Ksiva Parsha Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Talking about the Korban you bring for Avodah Zorah, the Shogeg, right? It mentions what's it called, all these halachas, and we'll see tomorrow how they relate to each other.